I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham.
Go Durand Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN. Locally owned and operated. We are Rio Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Early voting underway in the swing state of Georgia. Elections officials say they're ready. Blake Evans, Georgia Elections Director, says by 10 a.m. this morning they'd already set a record.
Just for a little bit of context, in 2020, on the first day in total, we hit about 136,000 check-ins. So we were already past the halfway point compared to the first day in 2020. And in 2022, in that general election, we hit 134,000. So again, already past the halfway point there.
The presidential candidates making their final pitches to voters. Donald Trump is in Georgia. Kamala Harris is in Michigan. National Retail Federation says it believes shoppers will spend more during the upcoming holiday season. And Canada and India are both expelling each other's top diplomats amid a year-long dispute over the killing of a Sikh activist in Canada. Canada says India's top diplomat is a person of interest in the assassination. India calls that absurd. This is ABC. COVID-19 is being linked to diabetes in young people. A new study finds children are 1.5 times more likely to be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes after a COVID infection. The FBI is issuing warnings about a phantom hacker scam costing Americans over $1.6 billion every year. ABC's Jim Ryan with more.
It starts with an email or a pop-up ad indicating that you have a computer issue and providing a customer support number. The fake tech person has you download software that gives him or her access to your computer.
They are going to have something up on your screen so that it looks fairly normal.
Meanwhile, says the FBI's Jeffrey Reisinger,
they're in the background starting to look at potential bank accounts that you may have.
The scammer convinces the victim to move funds into a crypto wallet and then disappears along with the money. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Changes coming to Starbucks. New CEO cutting back on promotional offers. The goal, in part, to reduce strain on employees who get swamped handling all those deals. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. Spirits, wine, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes! From mixing cocktails, a friendly get-together, or a brunch outdoors, Total Wine has everything you need, and more. With the lowest prices and best selection for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly,
B21. Mira, Jorge, let's bring the nail gun over here!
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
But floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny today with a north breeze keeping our highs to the low 50s. As a high-pressure system slides into the area, overnight lows crash cold into the mid-20s. We could be waking up to patchy freezing fog and widespread frost. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A father and son have been found dead in the Fox Valley. Ted Allen has more.
Winnebago County Sheriff's deputies found the bodies of 61-year-old Richard M. Davis and 26-year-old Alexander C. Davis on Sunday inside the home they shared in the town of Poygan. The investigation into the deaths is ongoing. The sheriff's office hasn't commented about what may have happened.
Summerfest announcing its first headliner for 2025. Country Music Association Entertainer of the Year Lainey Wilson will be playing the American Family Insurance Amphitheater on Thursday, June 26th. And Slinger School officials took yesterday's bomb threat seriously enough to evacuate both the high school and the elementary school. School leaders say they considered the social media threat credible because of a rise in swatting incidents in the area. Police searched both the high school and the elementary school but did not find any bombs. Police are working with the FBI to find a suspect. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access to Durand, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. And SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Voters in the Plum City School District will be voting on a $7.9 million referendum this fall. The money would allow the district to exceed the revenue limits over the next 4 years. Plum City School Superintendent Chris Kamrath says the money will be used for operational and maintenance expenses.
Approximately 75 to 80% of every school district, and we're a part of that cost, is your human resources. So the biggest part is obviously paying our people. I think we're really fortunate in Plum City to have a fabulous staff. I was new July 1st, and so I've been getting to know these staff and have just been really, really impressed. And so, yes, majority of that money will go to the staff and paying our people, but also keeping up our expenses. We just put a new roof on our maintenance shed, which it's needed for quite a while, I think, a bus garage. And so those kind of things, keeping our staff and students safe and keeping our materials in quality shape.
The district will have an informational meeting on the referendum Thursday at 7 p.m. at Molly's on Main Street in Plum City. The Durand Fire Department is looking for more members. The department is looking for 4 to 6 people to join the department. The department is scheduled to have training classes this winter for the new applicants. Now, applications are available at Durand City Hall, the City of Durand website, or talk with a member of the fire department. The Eau Claire bus driver who crashed on the way to a field trip in the Twin Cities is no longer facing charges. Prosecutors in St. Croix County dismissed the misdemeanor charges in the case. The DA originally charged the bus driver after he drove into the back of a tanker truck on I-94 back in April. 8 people, including 6 students, were hurt in the wreck. Police gave the driver a ticket, and the DA filed charges because he didn't think the driver had the proper license. Turns out the driver did, so the charges were dropped. Jury selection in the Adam Fravel murder trial is nearly complete. Two jurors were selected yesterday, bringing the total number of jurors seated to 13. Four additional alternate jurors need to be picked before opening arguments can be presented in the case. Fravel's accused of killing his ex-girlfriend Madeline Kingsbury. Her body was found in Fillmore County last year, a few weeks after she was reported missing from Winona. Fravel's trial was moved to Mankato after a judge ruled that pretrial publicity may make it hard to seat an unbiased jury. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Residents in the city of Mondovi are encouraged to attend an informational meeting coming up Wednesday evening on the installation of fiber optic phone and internet services. The city of Mondovi and NTEC will be hosting the meeting at the Roger Martin Community Center starting at 6:30 to answer questions on how the installation process will proceed across the city. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has reacted to the recent closure of Pure Prairie Poultry that left its growers in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa abandoned. During a campaign stop in Osseo yesterday, Baldwin said the closure of the company and the abandonment of its growers with millions of chickens is unacceptable.
We have to make sure that we have advance notice if companies like Pure Prairie Poultry are going to just go out of business overnight. That's not acceptable.
Baldwin said that while USDA can take over flocks of poultry due to a natural disaster or disease, it apparently lacks authority in the case of a company closing. She believes that Congress may have to give USDA that authority. She says her office is continuing to stay in contact with USDA on the situation here in western Wisconsin. Wisconsin's Attorney General is reminding people that it's a crime to threaten poll workers. Attorney General Josh Call made that announcement about election security ahead of next month's election. Call said his office is once again dedicated to protecting people's right to vote in Wisconsin and said the state will have a fair and free election. Call says his Department of Justice will monitor for threats on Election Day next month. He's reminding people that threatening voters or election workers, as well as any kind of intimidation, is a crime in Wisconsin. There's a new fall event in Durand this Saturday. The Blues on the Chippewa is presenting Brews on the Chippewa at Veterans Memorial Park starting at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. The event will feature music from five bands. It will also feature beers from four area local brewers, including the Durand Brewing Company. There is no admission to attend the event. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durant. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Wisconsin's elk hunting season is officially underway. Department of Natural Resources Elk Zone biologist Christina Kowiski says this is the first time the Central Zone has been included in the hunt. Per treaty rights, the Ojibwa tribe will get the rights to half of the elks harvested during the hunt. The DNR received more than 25,000 applications for elk bull tags. Just 8 were selected for the 2024 season. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny today with a north breeze, keeping our highs to the low 50s. As a high-pressure system slides into the area, overnight lows crash cold into the mid-20s. We could be waking up to patchy freezing fog and widespread frost. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE, 877-26-BIBLE.
Week 6 of the NFL season came to a close last night with Josh Allen and the Bills knocking off Aaron Rodgers and the Jets 23-20 at MetLife Stadium. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Allen passing for 2 scores and ran for another while Rodgers tossed 2 touchdown passes and a pick. But the Jets have lost 3 straight. At 2-4, Aaron Rodgers concerned about their chances of making the playoffs?
Well, I think there's concern, but that's important. You know, we need to get going. This was a golden opportunity. Some games you win in the NFL and some games you give away. This was giveaway. I mean, we were terrible in the red zone. We missed 2 field goals. Didn't convert on a, you know, 2-minute drive. We had plenty of chances. Had the momentum. Had good drives. Moved the ball up and down the field. So, disappointing.
Packers are off today and resume workouts tomorrow for Sunday's game at home against Houston. NFC North is off to a great start with every team in the division having won at least 4 games so far. Coach Matt LaFleur said he's not paying too much attention, though, to the rest of the division right now.
I think it's week to week. You just focus on the task at hand. And right now we got a team that's 5-1 coming into our place. So if we're worried about anything other than the Houston Texans, then we're worried about the wrong thing.
Badgers beat Northwestern on Saturday in Evanston. Their October 26th home game against Penn State will be played under the lights at Camp Randall. Kick time announced late yesterday. It'll go at 6:30 at Camp Randall. Bucks beat the Bulls 111-107 in exhibition play last night. Giannis had 24 and 10 rebounds, while Damian Lillard had 20 points and 9 assists. They'll close out exhibition play at Dallas on Thursday. Reserve Taurean Prince says they're ready for the regular season.
Obviously, an 82-game season comes with a lot of ups and downs, so having experience in the game, knowing that those are going to come, it's just staying level-headed, taking advantage of the highs, and then when things do get lower, adversity hits, being able to weather the storm as fast as possible.
AP out with its preseason men's basketball poll. Marquette ranked 18th. The Badgers are receiving votes. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account, plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits, and if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
A post-race playoff shuffle. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
Alex Bowman finished 18th in Sunday's Bank of America Roval 400 at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, but fell short of making minimum weight in post-race inspection, resulting in a disqualification, which knocked his number 48 team out of the next round of the playoffs. NASCAR Cup Series Managing Director Brad Moran said that they gave Bowman's team multiple chances at making weight.
We allow them to fuel it, which they already did. We let them fuel it again. We let them run the pumps to make sure all the pickup boxes were full. We give the teams every opportunity to try to meet the minimum weight. We also have plug in the water and run the water through the system to make sure they're full of water.
See more at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta-8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
If you want a prediction for winter, look for a woolly bear caterpillar. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Scientifically, the insect has no key to the forecast, but it's fun folklore as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Pride. It runs deep for those in agriculture, but that pride can also prevent farmers from asking for help when it's needed most. An injury, illness, or natural disaster is a heavy burden for any operation to bear. Farm Rescue is here to help shoulder that burden. We are a nonprofit organization helping farm families in crisis with free planting, haying, and harvesting assistance. There is no pride lost when it comes to Farm Rescue. Learn more at farmrescue.org.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Warm, sunny fall day, and you might see a fuzzy black caterpillar with a reddish-brown band around its middle. The woolly bear caterpillar, or woolly worm, is a beloved part of our fall culture as a predictor of winter weather. Legend has it if the red band around its middle is wide, the winter will be mild. If the red band is narrow, you'd better have the snow shovels ready. And if you see them inching their way south, that means they're running from colder weather. Jody Green is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. She says the myth picked up steam in 1948 by an insect curator at the American Museum of Natural History in New York City.
He collected woolly bear caterpillars for a number of years and measured their little midsection, that reddish area, and then he kind of tracks the weather patterns. Evidently, it's been debunked, so it no longer stands because there are scientific reasons why some of those bands are narrower and wider.
She says the width of the red band probably has more to do with past weather than future. Good weather conditions produce growing caterpillars.
The caterpillars have 13 segments. They can count the number of segments that are changing color. And so what happens is that as they age, they actually get a larger band. And so older caterpillars are going to have a larger red-brown band.
Even though there's no scientific evidence that caterpillars know something we don't, it's still fun to think along those lines. The insect is so popular, several towns in the United States and Canada have fall festivals to celebrate the legend of the woolly bear caterpillar. Learn more about woolly bear folklore at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. Double-digit gains in the milk markets. November milk up 43 to 21.22. December up 45 to 21.03. January up 16 to 20.41. February up 15 to 19.87. Cheese markets are higher today. Barrels up 4.5 to 189. 40-pound blocks up 5.75 to 193.75. Two trade a barrel, two trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 260.15. 46 trades on the day. Grade-A non-fat dry milk down 0.5 to 135. Two trades dry whey up 0.25 to 59.75. Three trades on the day. Meanwhile, triple-digit losses in the live and feeder cattle markets today. Now, the market is liquidating from a technical sense, as traders do believe that the live cattle and feeder cattle markets have become overbought. Even though box prices are higher, again, we have a little bit of profit-taking happening. Hog markets also moving mostly lower as well. They're absorbing some of the same pressure that the cattle contracts are enduring, a little bit of overbought action, technically at least. Also not helping matters as morning cutout values were slightly lower. October live cattle down $1.30 to $186.95. December down $1.22 to $186.70. February down $1.17 to $187.52. October feeder cattle down $2.05 to $247.07. November down $2.82 to $246.75. January down $2.97 to $244.62. December hogs down 17 cents to $75.62. February down 10 cents to $79.72. April down 7 cents. 284.12. Chicago Board of Trade today, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving up, mostly lower on a lack of fresh bullish news. That has the traders on the sidelines. Favorable U.S. harvest weather, a better rainfall outlook for Brazil, and even for some areas in the Black Sea region, along with lower energy prices, all combining to pressure the grains. December corn down 7.25 to 401. March down 7.5 to 417.25. May down 7.25 to 425.75. New crop 25 down 5.5 to 437. November beans down 7.25 to 988.75. January down 9.25 to 1002.25. March down 9.75 to 1015.5. New crop 25 down 10.5 to 1036.5. December soybean meal down 430 to 311. December soybean oil, though, up 59 cents to 42.29. Chicago wheat, December down 6.5 to 578.75. March down 7.25 to 6 even. December wheat in Minneapolis down 9 to 617.5. And March down 8.25 to 639.5. Energy markets today, November crude oil down 345 to 70.38. December down 344 to 69.80. November and December gas both down 8 cents. November at 203, December at 2 even. Join Chip Flory for the latest news affecting the farm markets this afternoon from 2 till 3 with AgriTalk here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Hurricane Milton could have an impact on U.S. fertilizer. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Hurricane Milton did pose a threat to farmers because of Mosaic's phosphate mines in Florida. The mines were closed in advance of the storm and could have sustained heavy damage.
About two-thirds of the domestic production of phosphate products are made in Central Florida, and it appears that Milton is right on track to impact those operations. A lot of the product we see move into the Midwest up the river system actually starts in Tampa, Florida. Well, it's produced in Central Florida, then moves from Tampa, Florida over to New Orleans to load on the barges that we see moving up and down the rivers in the Corn Belt here.
Craig Rule says there's never a good time for such a storm event to occur, but he says in this case, the timing couldn't be much worse.
Normal cropping cycle, you know, we wait for the harvest to occur so the fields are open, and that's when phosphate applications start. Anybody that's been out driving around the countryside understands that that is starting now. So, and when we talk about production interruptions, like we could see in Florida, a lot of people don't understand that you can never make up for that supply. Like the day that those plants won't run through this storm and during the recovery period, that production will never be able to be caught up through any means. So it's just lost forever.
Rule shares the frustration of not knowing what the storm will do to the area and not knowing what to do once the storm passes.
There's a lot of moving parts and a lot of contingency plans in action. Unfortunately, the frustrating part is, you know, we're used to dealing with the uncertainties in agriculture for sure. But the uncertainties and frustration here, are you don't know what you can do until you know what happens. So unfortunately, we're in that awkward phase where we just have to wait it out and see how it plays out and then deal with the ramifications on the other side.
While the extent of the damage is still yet to be determined, Rule says a significant loss of phosphate would lead to much higher costs at a time when farmers are already working with high input costs and low commodity prices. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. One of the common variables that impact yield comes in the form of a seasonal curveball thrown by Mother Nature. What can be controlled is how a grower prepares for and reacts to that curveball. That's where Senior Science Fellow Eric Snodgrass comes in. He will be the keynote speaker during the Wisconsin Corn Soybean Expo February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Conference Center in Wisconsin Dells. Snodgrass is a principal atmospheric scientist for Nutrient Ag Solutions. In his role, he develops predictive analytical software solutions to manage weather risk for global production agriculture. He also provides frequent weather updates that focus on how high-impact weather events influence global agricultural productivity. Co-hosted by the Wisconsin Soybean Association, the Wisconsin Corn Association, and Wisconsin Pork Association, the Corn Soy Expo is a two-day trade show and educational program that offers attendees a robust experience with ample opportunities to network with more than 120 companies. As poultry growers for Pure Prairie Poultry continue to deal with being abandoned by the company, there are calls for changes to USDA policies. While the states of Iowa and Minnesota had some type of plan in place to feed or euthanize the birds, Wisconsin and even USDA did not. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin says USDA may not have the authority to take over the flocks when a company walks away, and maybe that should be changed.
May not have the appropriate authorities that they need. They are well empowered if this were a natural disaster, but a sudden bankruptcy and closure, it seems like we need to perhaps look at giving them more authorities.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, member of the Senate Ag Committee, says there's an opportunity to add some type of safety net for poultry producers in the Farm Bill.
You have the opportunity with this Farm Bill, since it hasn't yet been passed, to do something when it comes to this.
In 2002, Pure Prairie Poultry received a $6.9 million grant and a $39 million guaranteed loan from USDA to reopen a plant in Charles City, Iowa. Klobuchar said a Senate investigation into what happened to the money needs to be done.
There must be, and this is outrageous.
Because no feed was available and no help coming from the state of Wisconsin or anywhere else, the affected farmers were forced to try and sell over 160,000 chickens to the general public for $1 each before the birds starved to death. While the nation's focus has been on the damage in the southeast due to the two hurricanes, wildfires have burned through almost 500,000 acres in Wyoming and Montana. More devastating wildfires are now popping up around the Cowboy State. As communities tried to pick up the pieces after the devastation, Wyoming received a USDA disaster declaration to help assist in agriculture's recovery from wildfire damage. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon issued an emergency transport order to protect livestock and the ag industry in the fire's area. Ignited by a lightning strike in late September, the Elk Fire is breaking records as the largest fire to tear through the Bighorn National Forest in 100 years of recorded history. According to the Fire, Weather, and Avalanche Center, as of October 9th, the Elk Fire had scorched over 75,000 acres with only 16% containment. Reports say as many as 889 personnel are working to put out the fire. Unusually dry weather conditions have not improved the situation. U.S. sales of agriculture tractors dropped by 19% in September of this year compared to September of 2023. New data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers says combine sales also fell during the month, dropping 41% compared to last year. The 100-plus horsepower tractor segment fell the most from last year, dropping almost 27% in September of 2024 compared to last year. Four-wheel drive tractors were the segment's only gain, selling 1.7% more year-to-date from January through September. September's ag tractor and combine sales follow a summer that showed a cyclical downward cycle in sales, said AEM Senior Vice President Kurt Blades. The declines continue to point to the overall softness of the agriculture economy. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
I'm Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. Since 2014, our legislature has refused federal dollars to help expand health care in Wisconsin. We left well over $1 billion of our own federal tax dollars on the table. Accepting federal dollars will help rural Wisconsin and save us money. Vote for me, and I'll vote for you to ensure that we have a strong medical system in rural Wisconsin at a good price. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this message, paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton for state senate.
Another cool day is expected today with below normal temperatures in our ag weather forecast, but a warming trend will commence tomorrow with temperatures returning to above normal levels Thursday through early next week. Breezy and drier conditions are expected for Wednesday and Thursday, and it will have winds topping out at 15 to 20 miles an hour. But then quiet conditions settle in by the weekend. There is a chance for a shower on Saturday. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 49 to 54, relative humidities at 38 to 43%, north winds at 6 to 11. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear frost as well with patchy freezing fog late, lows 24 to 29, relative humidities at 91 to 96%, north winds at 5 to 6 becoming light. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, we'll have highs 56 to 61, relative humidities at 31 to 36%, southwest winds at 6 to 11, about 9 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, sunny, warmer, highs 65 to 70, south winds at 14 to 19, gusting to 30. Friday, sunny and warmer still, highs 70 to 75. For Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 65 to 70. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 70 to 75. Monday, partly sunny, highs 70 to 75.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. Made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and a I wanna trade it right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over there close as we drove down to the lake road. Watch the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You're still with me, and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I find. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. But it might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, well, it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom.
Some help on the farm, somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work in that dadgum heat. I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't. 'Cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. We got married last spring. Whoa, and there ain't no better
hawks, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. The farmer's daughter. Yeah, baby.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Never felt such emptiness. I've had it made, I must confess. I've had you, I've never been alone. So keep in mind, I'm a little green. Yeah, this is all so new to me, but I'm learning as you go. Through all these tears, just where I should go from here. I've never been down this old lonesome road. So excuse me if my heart should break. I'm bound to make a few mistakes, but
shifting gears round that Jersey turnpike. Barney stopped me with his gun 10 minutes after midnight. Said, sir, you broke the limit in this rusty old truck. I don't know about that accent, son. This, where did you come from? I said, where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, Well, I south of Detroit City, pulled in this country kitchen. Try their brand of barbecue, Zion's hit finger licking. Well, I paid the tab and the lady asked me how'd I like my biscuit. I'll be honest with you, ma'am, it ain't like mama fixed it. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from. I was chasing sun on 101 somewhere around Ventura. I lost a universal joint and I had to use my finger. This tall lady stopped and asked if I had plans for dinner. Said, no thanks, ma'am, back home we like the girls that sing soprano. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from. Well, I was heading home on 65 somewhere around Kentucky. When the CB rang for the bobtail rig, it's rolling on like thunder. Well, I answered him and he asked me, aren't you from out in Tulsa? No, but you might have seen me there, just dropped a load of salsa. Where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, yes, cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of back porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, where I come from, yeah, where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting, staring up at heaven. Where I come from, where I come from, trying to make a living.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
I took a double take out on the interstate when I saw her making eyes at me. So I followed her down to Clubhouse Drive, past the pool and the 18th green. And in the parking lot I said, it's mighty hot, maybe I could buy you a beer. She said, I'm glad you asked, but I'll have to pass, cause only members are allowed in here. And I said, I'm a member of the country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking from a Dixie cup. Hey, I'm a bona fide dancing fool. I shoot a mighty mean game of pool. And any honky tonk the roadside pub, I'm a member of the country. You look so inviting, thought it might be exciting for a woman with a limousine to go bouncing around in a beat-up truck with a man in wore-out jeans. It's 5 o'clock before Friday night, and here's where the fun begins. So don't worry about your reputation, cause you can tell all your I'm a member of the country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck.
honky-tonk roadside.